Morning. We are going
morning,
to start
morning.
We are going to start with our meeting. The secretary has already flagged our agenda there. And the agenda items are as follows. It's 10 o'clock now. The first item is the chairperson's opening remarks, followed by the apologies and adoption of the agenda. Then the draft first term program consideration, followed by the adoption of outstanding draft minutes of meeting held in 2020. Then the closing remarks and the adjournment of the meeting. We can start now with our meeting, honorable members. And Happy New Year, since we're meeting for the first time as this caucus. Can honorable members close their mics, please? Please. Morning again. We're meeting here for the first time as multi-party women caucus. A lot has happened since March last year until now.
Hello, my dear.
What time is the bus today?
Lisoma. Honorable Lisoma, can you please close your mic? I'm sorry, honorable members. COVID-19 has taught us a lot of lessons, including one of the visual platforms that we're using now. We lost so many souls in the country as family members and also honorable members who were part of us here in Parliament. And may their souls rest in peace. We have learned also that the vaccine has arrived, hoping that it's going to assist us to get out of this situation. We are meeting here a day after the budget speech that has been presented to us by the Minister of Finance. The budget framework proposes measures to narrow the main budget from 7.5% of GDP to the current year to 0.8% in 2023-24. But as multi-party, one of our mandates is to make sure that all the departments with the little budget that they are receiving, they must consider taking care of women, youth and persons with disabilities. I was also listening to the news this morning. I heard that Minister Lamola is going to announce the results of those who wrote examination while in custody. I was thinking aloud with myself to say, there are those who killed our women, raped our young girls, our grannies, and they are finding opportunity now to improve themselves. They are about to get their results, or they already have their results at hand. But we lost so many souls because of them. On the other hand, you must also think about the way of correcting them. It's not a matter to be discussed, but I was just thinking about it. It is good, but it also bears on the other side. Honorable members, you are welcome. Can I get if there are apologies? Or before that, can I get a hand to adopt the agenda as presented on our screen? Thank you.
Chairperson Mantuli here. Mantuli,
I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Any seconder?
The person is the Honourable Van der Merwe. I will second the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you very much, Honourable Van der Merwe. We are proceeding. Secretary, do we have apologies?
Yes, good morning, Chair and members. We received 11 apologies.
Honourable Chairperson. Hello? Who's there? Hello? Mandy, can you continue, please?
Yes, Chair. We received 11 apologies from Ms. Matevula, Ms. Lahini, Ms. Peters, Ms. Dlamini Zuma, Ms. P. Twete, Ms. Swartz, Mr. Deza, Mr. Deza, Ms. Dihale, Ms. Sheikh, Mr. Lil, and Ms. Kubai Ngubane. Also, Chair, just to note that Ms. Sihlwai will have to leave the meeting early at 12 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Mandy. Honourable members, we have 11 apologies. Do we accept them?
Chairperson?
Chair? Yes?
Chair Mantuli, Honourable TB is hospitalised.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the reminder.
Chairperson?
Hello, Honourable Van der Merwe.
Thank you, Chair. May I just please table the apology for the Honourable Zandile Majozi from the ISP. She's got a bereavement in the family.
Oh, thank you very much. Mandy, I think you are noting those.
Oh. Yes, Chair. I'm noting it.
Okay. We are proceeding to the draft first term program consideration. Mandy, can you flag the draft? Thank you. The draft is as follows: Wednesday, the 24th February, 2021, 13 hours, virtual meeting. The steering committee met yesterday, consideration of draft first term committee program and the consideration of the adoption of outstanding minutes. The second one is the one of Thursday, the 25th February, 2021, at 10 o'clock visual meeting, the one that we are sitting at now as multi-party caucus, to consider the draft of the first term committee program and to consider and adopt the outstanding minutes. Then it will be followed by the one on the 10th of March, where we are going to adopt the minutes of the 24th today's meeting, meaning that in each and every meeting that we're going to take place, that are going to take place, before we start with the meeting, we'll adopt the previous minutes in order to align ourselves with the programs of Parliament. Then it will be followed by the one on the preparatory session for the 11th of March, 2021. Then Thursday, the 11th March, 2021 at 10 o'clock, we'll be having a virtual meeting where a full session of the Multi-Party Women Caucus will take place, and we'll get the briefing by the Commission on the promotion and protection of the rights of cultural, religious, and linguistic communities on the exploitation and abuse of women and children in religious settings. We'll also get the briefing by the Film and Publication Board on online violence and its impact on women and children. And the third one will be the committee business, adoption of 25th February 2021 minutes, and a briefing by Content and Research Support Team on matters arising from the 2021 State of the Nation address. And that is the draft first term program. Honorable members, if you want to engage the program, we can do so. If not, if there's a hand to move for the adoption, we can also do that. Is there any hand?
Chairperson?
Whip?
Yes, thank you, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Before I move for the adoption of the draft programs for the first term of 2021, I just want to highlight also that as the steering committee, we deliberated on the issue of this year being the month of Mama Charlotte Maxeke, and we said that because of the first term, it's towards the end. We'll have a program, the steering committee will still meet to discuss a program of action that we will implement for the whole year, which will only be meant to commemorate the life and time of Mama Charlotte Maxeke. And that program, possibly it will start on the 8th, where it's a birthday, so that committee members must not be surprised that this year is the year of Mama Charlotte Maxeke, but as the Maxeke party in commemoration, we're not doing anything. Just to mention that we still have to go and finalize the program as soon as next week. So immediately after that, we'll convene another steering committee where the program will be presented to all members on the things that we'll have to implement on the second term in terms of commemorating her. But with that being said, Chair, I move that we adopt the first term draft program as presented.
Thank you very much. Is there a hand?
Yes, we've been raising our hands here. It's the Deputy Chairperson of NWC.
Okay. Yes, I can see the Deputy Chairperson. I can see the Chief Whip of the Majority Party, Honorable Roto, and then Honorable Masiko, and Honorable Mkize. Honorable Lucas, you can start.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just wanted to propose that, since like what I said by the week, is that the first term is already at its end, but during April, which will be now constituency time, we will be actually, I will also want to work with the week, but I will speak to the week on that. But I said it for the proposal that why don't we, since 8th of March is the International Women's Day, and then possibly Prof. Mkize will say whether they have planned anything, but from the side of Parliament, I was just thinking possibly that we can make a proposal that we do have some way of commemorating the International Women's Day, just to see what it is that we can do with regards to the issue of International Women's Day, even if it is a memorial lecture or something, we will make a proposal, but just requesting that the Women's Caucus actually do commemorate International Women's Day on the 8th of March. That is my proposal.
Thank you. Chief Whip.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, good morning to all members, honorable members of the Multi Party Women's Caucus. Honorable members, in accepting the program, Chair, can I request that as the Multi Party Women's Caucus, I think we need a strategy workshop where we are going to define our mandate. I'm honest. That seemingly some of the things that we do, they overlap to portfolio committee of women, they overlap yeah. to police, they overlap to justice. I think it's very much important that we come together and craft our mandate. What is that? How are we going to measure our performance as this multi-party women's caucus? I want to make that a proposition for to be part of the program. Secondly, Chair, with next month, March, being the Human Rights Month, already I'm covered by Honorable Lucas on International Women's Day. What must come up with a clear theme? What is that you want to do as a women's caucus? But linking that with 25 years of the Constitution, what are the positive impacts of the Constitution when it comes to women's rights? So that if there are things that we think in the Constitution they must be attended to, because to have 25 years of Constitution. There are certain clauses of the Constitution that are impacting negatively on women. I want to propose that we must be able to locate that within this year as our program as Women's Month. We've spoken about Mama Charlotte Manye Maxeke. How I wish we could just get a two-pager or three-pager profile. Let's not take it for granted that everybody understands who Charlotte Maxeke was. For us to be able to rally behind the program to understand who Mama Charlotte Maxeke was, it will be important that information be shared with all members, so that even if any member go to any platform, she knows how to link the program and be able to talk about Mama Maxeke and the role that she has played in terms of advancing women's rights. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief Whip. Honorable Borotho.
Thank you, Chair. That is the women. Chairperson, let me know. Waste time, because I believe that my issue would be on the International Day of Women, which is the 8th, and linking it to the year of Mamu Charlotte Maxeke, and I think I'll be by the previous speakers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and greetings to yourself and leadership as well as comrades in the platform. Chair, I think the disadvantage of speaking after a comrade as well as the Chief Whip, one is fully covered. I had initially raised my hand to make an addition that the Whip has made around the discussions that the steering committee had on this being the year of Mamu Charlotte Maxeke. I'm also covered, Chairperson, on the issue of the International Women's Day for 2021, of which the theme is centered around women in leadership, achieving an equal future in a COVID-19 world. And I think it works well with us, especially as women in parliament, to speak about issues that women in leadership are facing, especially also one had wished that there would be a form of an intergenerational session that would take place that would speak about issues of and challenges facing women in leadership. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Professor Mkize.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. I also have been covered by comrades, especially when our Chief Whip was talking about revisiting our mandate and finding a niche which will be overarching, an umbrella of all what our committees are doing. But with regard to International Women's Day, we are working with the UN Women. When I say we, I mean as the department and civil society, really wanting to, the plan is to get even the president to address the International Women's Day in the context of this generational equality. You'll remember, comrades, that before COVID-19, there was a plan to strengthen the generational equality campaign by partnering with different countries and ending up with a meeting of the heads of states, the heads of states, to discuss generational equality issues. That women who were not in Beijing in 1995, where are they today? What issues are they grappling with, and so on? But in the context of where we are, there is a big issue that is looking at equality, access to vaccines. And so many developing countries, they feel strongly that we have to raise our voice in terms of saying, if you know what Comrade Minister Mkhize always say, people are hoarding the vaccines, but if there's no compassion and generosity, developing countries will be left behind because they might not have all the resources they need to ensure equal access to vaccinations. There was one point which I also wanted to, so I support the idea that Parliament will have to have its own program, whether linked to COVID-19, specifically access to vaccines by developing women in developing countries, I don't know. But there's a point I wanted to make, Comrade Chair, looking at the program, that if you look at the sixth administration, even the question of women empowerment, the president has been trying to really put economic justice at the center of the struggle for gender equality. So the repositioning of women within an economic recovery plan is prominent, and it's something which I think we should find a way of bringing to our program. All the things that have been said in terms of how important it is for women to access to be included in the economy through procurement, issues of young women and skills. And again, for skills for the economy and so on, they become important. So besides violence, but also there's this big agenda of how do we relate to the Africa Free Trade Agreement, where, you know, even the new director of WTO have said it's an opportunity for women. So that economic justice aspect, I hope we will find a way of bringing back and be a critical issue in our program. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Professor. Honorable Dlulani.
Thank you so much, Chairperson. As other comrades accepting the draft agenda with the writing comments by other members, I wanted to take a ride on the issue of Human Rights Month, as Honorable Sylvia and Honorable the Chief Whip they were indicating that we must add on. I wanted to say that I want to propose that the steering committee also must try to get hold of the chairperson of the gender commission, because now she is a part of, she is chairing the multi stakeholders, especially in the case of Castas Menya. So we need briefing course about two departments, which I know they are part of this campaign, but there's a chairperson of agenda commission who is driving this campaign. So I wanted that the steering committee must have an opportunity to get that briefing, let alone that about two departments, sport, arts and culture, and another department which is involved in this campaign. So we need to be get that information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable Van der Merwe.
Chair, I have been largely covered, so I will be very brief, but I think I just wanted to support the proposal by the Honourable Chief Whip of the Majority Party around the workshop to define our mandate. I think it's very, very important, Chairperson, and I think it's important because many people don't quite understand what is it that we are doing different as a multi-party women's caucus to some of the standing portfolio committees. So I think it'd be important to have such workshop to look at a date sooner than later. And then part of finding our mandate, we should also maybe set clear goals as to what we want to achieve. So that if we look back, that we actually look at whether we've achieved our goals, so that we're not just a talk shop. So if we're talking about sanitary dignity, what is it that we want to achieve? We're talking about women's empowerment, exactly what are the goals? If we're talking about, for example, around eradicating gender-based violence, what are our goals? So I just think we need to be more goal-orientated, but I think the workshop is a very important idea. So I just wanted to shift the Chief Whip in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I think we exhausted all the hands. There were proposals. I believe our secretary is noting everything, but I will also welcome if honorable members can write, they can submit in writing and send it to the secretary, that we must make sure that all the proposed issues are captured correctly. So the issue of the workshop, I think it will come first. Chief Whip, I think the matter that you have raised, it concerns everyone. Even myself as the chair, sometimes I ask myself to say, there is the portfolio committee of women, and they are talking about issues that affect women. But as multi-party, we are not part of. Even in that debate and whatever, there are a lot of things that are happening, and you feel that it's about women, meaning that the multi-party caucus should also be taken through, but not happening. I think the workshop will assist. Even the proposed issues that has been raised here, they can assist going forward in order to see the achievement of the goals that were there that we set as multi-party to set. We are going to do this or to achieve this come the end of the sixth parliament. Thank you very much. Meaning our draft has been adopted, but we need somebody to second it. Thanks.
Chair, are you done with the hands? My hand was up, but I've heard you summarize now.
I haven't seen it when I was looking to all the hands that were up. I'm sorry for that, but I only see it now.
Thank you, Chair. Okay, that's fine because you've summarized. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. We're proceeding. Any seconder?
I will be seconding
Thank you very much. The first draft has been seconded. We are moving to the following item, which is the adoption of outstanding draft minutes of meetings held in 2020. We have, I think it's six bunch of meetings. The one of the 12th of March 2020, the one of the 28th, the 3rd of May, the 30th of July, the 27th August, the
the one of the 12th of March. Mandy, can you please put on the minutes of the 12th?
Chair, can members see the minutes?
On my side, no.
Yes, I can see it. Okay, not anymore.
Mandy, there's nothing on my screen. I don't know if other members can see the minutes.
I'm sorry, Chair, I'm just loading it again.
I only see Ms. Van der Merwe here. I don't know whether it's the minute of the 12th or what.
It's our minute.
Apologies, apologies. I wanted to say I can't see it either. I don't want to be in the minutes, please.
You better move out. Move out.
Oh, apologies. Apologies. Oh,
golly. Apology accepted.
Chair, I loaded it now. Can members see?
There's nothing, Mandy. What's wrong today?
Yes, we can see. Yes, we can see. They're there. They're on the screen. Yes.
Chair, we can see.
Mandy, it means you will go through the minutes because on my side there is nothing.
So shall I read them?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's take them page by page.
Okay.
Chair. These,
yes.
These minutes are a little bit stale. I mean, 6 sets of minutes from March.
Yes.
Reading them page by page. Where these minutes were once circulated, can't we take them as read and just allow members to raise issues where they pick up some issues rather than reading the minutes now here? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chief Whip. When I say he must flag page by page, I was not saying that she must go word by word. I was saying that if maybe there is something on the minutes of the 12th of March, on the first page, members can comment, then we move to the second page, just like that. But as you are saying, because we received these minutes before our meeting, meaning that honorable members have gone through the minutes, then we can take also that other route. Thank you very much, Chief Whip. We're starting the meeting, the minutes of the 12th of March. Is that something that we need to correct or we adopt the minutes? Or we're going to adopt all the bench of six at a time? Can you please advice?
Comrade Chair?
Yes, we...
Let's go through, like as Chief Whip has proposed, per meeting. Then if there are any inputs or corrections, we allow members and we can adopt all of them once we are done.
Okay. The minutes of the 12th of March, is there anything that members need to add or to comment on? Chair, it's like
Chairperson.
Yes.
Can you please help us? The we do get the minutes. They are flighted, but they move fast, and you don't know which page are you can we please take the first page as it is, and then we move? Because now we are unable to be consistent on what we want to do.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. When we started, I said the minute is not reflecting on my side. But the other members were saying they can see the minutes. And I said, Mandy, can you go through the minutes of the 12th? Then she started to, I haven't seen whether the pages is running fast or not. But let me, can you flag the first page, Mandy?
Yes, Chair.
Okay. That's the first page. Is there anything that you want to correct today or to comment on? Let's go to the second page.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair. Sorry. The first page, Chairperson, if you may allow me.
Yes. Go back to the first page, maybe.
Number two.
Yeah.
The poor attendance.
Attendance. Okay.
Poor attendance. I want to raise it on the basis that it may happen that it has improved or it has not improved. It's important that we move together on this particular program as women. I think the issue that a poor attendance session will be discussed at the Chief Whip's Forum. Maybe the Chief Whip will indicate when she's going to give that report if it's been discussed, or perhaps you are aware. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. I think this item has been raised by us in the presence of the Chief Whip, and also the Chief Whip raised it. But I can give a chance to the Chief Whip to talk to the caucus if they managed to have that meeting as we party to talk about the attendance. Thank you very much. Chief Whip.
Yes, Comrade. Yes, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, yes, indeed. I reported in one of the meetings of Multiparty Women's Caucus to say I raised the matter in the Chief Whip's Forum, and we agreed that each and every party has three testings as reflected on the parliamentary program of both the NA and the NSOP. The one Thursday is dedicated for multi-party women's caucus, and therefore no other party caucus must be held on this day. And that was minuted. And that is why when you check on the chart here, on the participation list, we have quite a number of political parties that are in attendance. That was done. That was done, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chief Whip. I think we also noticing that, because sometimes you may find that other political party members were not attending. But I think for today, we can see that members from different political parties have attended this meeting. Thank you very much. Let's move to the second page.
Chair, Honorable Woman, you heard Drukin's hand is up.
Okay.
I can't raise my hand on the gadget, but I also want to speak. My name is Bingi Keka.
Okay, DM, you will follow after the speaker now.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning to all the members. I see that at the top where it says the attendance, and then in brackets, it says additional register, or see attached register. There is no attached register with any of the minutes that were sent to us. So I would like to see this attached register for every set of minutes that we are sent. I would like to know if my name is there or if it, you know, has been left out by mistake. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. The Secretary will deal with the issues of the register, please. And make sure that you attached it in our meeting.
Apologies, DM.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, if you look at this minutes and what the Chief Whip and all other participants proposed, there's something that has attracted me on the gender responsive planning, budgeting and monitoring. And I thought, because yesterday the minister was also passing a budget, maybe as part of the workshop that the Chief Whip was proposing, let's also see whether the current budget that was presented yesterday speaks to the outcomes that are flighted here, and then learn amongst ourselves on how we should at all times make sure that any budget that is presented is gender responsive and all those kind of things. I know Minister Nkosazana is very passionate about it. Maybe we can ask her to assist us in evaluating whether the budget that was presented yesterday speaks to some of what the outcomes of this minutes are talking to. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kekana. I think the DM was not specifically talking to the page that we're in now, but she was raising issues like others, or she was proposing like others have done before we start with our minutes. But thank you very much. Is there something that you want to add or engage in page two, or we're proceeding to the third one? Is this the third page, Mandy?
Yes, Chair.
All right. Okay. I can see now. We're moving to the fourth one. Let's go to the fourth page.
Chair, my hands is up and it's like I'm not being seen. Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Mandy, assist me. If there are hands and
it's like I don't see them, then well, let
Chair.
Me know.
Okay, Honorable Member, you may proceed.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Sorry for not being visible on the video. I have got a connectivity problem. My name is Patricia. I just wanted to say that I don't know, but I think I'm a bit late because it's like we are proceeding. I was of the opinion later on when my hands was up was to say, how about if you go through all the minutes like you do doing now, page by page, but later on then you ask matters arising from minutes, so that we should not waste time by speaking page by page on a issue by issue. Members will then be able to record as we go on page one, page two, page three, and later on you close, then you say matters arising. Those that have matters, then they'll raise according to those pages, then we pass on. But because I'm late, I apologize. Thank you.
Honorable Martha, I don't think I'm going to entertain that because we started with that. And it's good because you are also indicating that you were late. Can we attend? We look at page four of the minutes. If there is nothing, close your mic, please. Can we move to the fifth page? This is the last page. There are resolutions there. Is there something that we need to add or to comment on the last page? If not, it means we are moving to the minute of the 28th of May.
Mandy, can you flag in the minutes of the 28th of May?
Honourable Chair, Woman Yuho's hand is up.
Oh, Honourable Verma.
Apologies, Chair. I'm
on the first page of the second batch of minutes.
No, I'm just asking, are we going to adopt a set of minutes before we move on? Because that's why I was asking for the register. We can't adopt minutes as a whole, a batch of minutes, because, for example, if I'm not there. So another example, in March, I sent an apology. So I can't adopt minutes where I was not present. And then if we adopt them as a batch, then technically I can't adopt. It's only people who were at the meeting who can adopt. So that's why, you know, is it possible to adopt per set of minutes so that, you know, it's not the wrong people who adopt minutes? Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, I think I need to be advised here, but our agreement was that we go through each and every set of minutes, then we adopt them at the end. And I think all of us knows that if you are not part of the meeting, you don't adopt or you don't raise the hand in order to adopt or to second the meetings that were held in your absence. I take it that when somebody raised a hand, the secretary will check if that person was in all of the meetings in order to adopt. But if one going back now to say after each and every set we adopt, I can also do that. But let us be flexible. Thank you very much. Honorable members, do we adopt the first one going to the second one, or we go through all of them? Then we adopt, please. I don't think we have to repeat again talking about one issue of the minutes. Thanks.
Is there any hand?
Yes.
Yes, I want to ask this chair.
Yes, we
can I speak, chair?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, equally as members, we must make it work to be simple. We had agreed on the process earlier on before the minutes were raised. Were read. We agreed that we'll go through all the minutes. Then after we're done, we're going to adopt the minutes. Of course, after we're done, we can't be saying we're adopting all the 6 minutes. We start with the first one, adopt and move all the six each by each. Minutes, you know. So I just want to say, let's make your work just to be simple and stick to what we've agreed on. Let's continue, Chair, with the minutes. After we're done, you'll read the first minutes. You'll pronounce the first minutes of March. We adopt, we move. The second one, we move. That's it. So that those who are not part of the meeting, they shouldn't be able to know themselves that they were not part, and they would not be able to adopt a particular set of minutes. Thank you, Chair. Can we move, Chair?
Thank you. Honourable members, I think we're not going to interrupt one another now, because the agreement was made by us in this meeting. Can we move to the second page, please? Is there something that you want to engage on? Let's go to the third one. The fourth one. Let's move to the fifth page.
Only 4 pages, Chair.
Oh, it's only 4?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. We are done with the second batch of minutes. We are now going to the third one, which is of the 30th of July. Can you flag on the minutes?
My hand is up, Chair.
Oh, sorry.
I've tried.
Okay, Professor Mkize, then Ms. Velma and Honorable Sikwai.
Thank you.
Comrade Chair, I'm a little bit confused, but I had wanted to just plead to the Secretariat that whenever we talk about the Director General, it was the Acting Director General Tshabalala in our department. I saw three sets of meetings where she's put down as the Director General. Tshabalala was acting Director General.
So it means in those minutes there will be corrections. So we'll adopt with the corrections.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Is there any other hand? Oh, Honorable Suhai?
Yes. Please, Chair, where's the, we're on page 4, where can I get it now?
Of the minutes of the 28th.
Yes, my issue was on that page.
Oh, it means
but let me start with the other one, which I think perhaps is simpler. Chair, we're wasting a lot of time when we started the meeting. Discussing meeting procedures, issues that we all know. Maybe, Chair, you could help us in the next meeting. Have a one pager on how we should deal with the minute, with the minutes, with the meeting. Because one of the issues is that we attend, we don't attend, and sometimes we confuse you. So that this, what is happening, does not come. It was like that last year, and it's still there. It's a plea. It's not insulting to anyone. I may be like that, even myself. The second one, Chair, I'm happy that the DM of women is here. I'm going back to an issue which I think was very interesting. When the president responded on the issue of gender-based violence, in particular with the issue of Uyinene, I am interested to know how have we responded on the gender-based violence with the COVID budget that has been given. That's why I was speaking about that page, because it talked about COVID-19 and services that were there. I raised the issue, Chair, to say maybe it's related to what Chief Whip has raised. What is our brief here? What is our brief? Because this Women's Caucus made a big cry on the issues. But now, how are we going to know the response of our government? And we are happy and we clap hands and we are able even to capacitate communities on the achievements. I think it ties again with the constitutional rights that we put. So I don't know how are we going to get that, but I was pricked by that page. That is what COVID-19 and the services that were presented by the cabinet.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sekwai. Honorable members, can we please focus on the minutes? We agreed upon the proposed workshop that we'll be undertaking as the multi-party women caucus. I think a lot of things that we're talking about now is going to be clarified. I think let's do that way, because we're not doing justice to ourselves. We're coming up with this. The next time somebody will bring in something which is not the things that we're dealing with at that particular time. Can we concentrate on the pages? We raise issues according to the pages as agreed. Please, I'm just pleading with you. Please.
I agree.
It's up. Honorable Minister? It's like she's no longer there. Can we go?
No, I'm here.
Okay.
Honorable Chairperson, honorable members, if on the agenda we will be given an opportunity to share with the members as to since then what happened, what are we doing in the department, what are we doing in the portfolio committee, and what process is taking place that we have lobbied different governments interest groups, and even here, if time allows, we will do that. It is a matter of women facing a double pandemic, COVID-19 and gender-based violence at the same time. And both are not life-giving challenges, but killing. Thank you.
No, thank you very much. I think Chief Whip, she did stated a lot of things to say as multi-party, most of the issues that we're dealing with cut across in other departments or portfolio committees. She did even mention the portfolio committee of women, youth and persons with disability. I think this one, since we agreed that we're going to deal with them next time, please, we don't have to put it now. Let's engage the minutes, then we'll come up with a date where we'll agree upon to say we're going to have the workshop where we'll be getting all these things, even the report that you are bringing in, Honorable Minister. Thank you very much. Can we move on to the minutes of the 30th of July? Page one is there. If there is nothing on the first page, let's go to the second one. Let's go to the third page. Can we move to the next page?
That's the last page, Chair.
Thank you very much, Ms. There's nothing on the 30th of July. Can we move to the minutes of the 27th of August?
There we are. Can we go to the second page? Thank you. If there's nothing, can we move to the third page? The fourth page, please. Can we move to the next page? Can we proceed to the next page? The next page, please. Can we move to the next page? Page 9.
It ends at on page 8, Jay.
Yes. Thank you very much. It means we are done with the minutes of the 27th of August. We are proceeding to the minutes of the 29th of October, 2020. Can you flag the minutes, please? Move to the second page. Is this the third page?
We're on the third page, Chair.
Can we move to the fourth? The fifth page, please. The sixth page. Page 7. Thank you very much. Let's proceed to the last set of minutes, the minutes of the 26th of November, 2020.
There we are. First page. Oh, let's move to the second one. I think we can proceed to the third one because here is word of welcome and what. We can move to the next page. The next page, please. Page 6. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10. Eleven. Twelve. 13. 26th of November 2020. And thank you very much. Honorable members, we are now going to adopt each set of minutes. We're starting with the one of the 12th of March. Is there any hand?
Yes, Chief.
Yes.
Chair,
who's there?
It's funny, Comrade, Honorable Nkomo.
Honorable Nkomo, and I can see Honorable Mananiso also. Honorable Nkomo?
Okay, Chair, I move for the adoption of the minute and also want to mention this to say that before our meeting sits, the minutes get to be emailed to us for perusal so that we are able to prepare ourselves when we go to the meeting. It becomes easier to engage on those minutes. So I would like to appeal to Comrades to say that when minutes are shared, like as Chief was said earlier, minutes are shared with us, let's go through them. So it makes it easier for the meeting to rectify or add or amend where necessarily. But with that being said, Chair, I would like to adopt the minutes, the first minute as is presented by yourself and prepared by the Secretariat. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. And I think she forgot to add the issue of corrections. With corrections. Any seconder? Honorable Mananiso.
Okay, thank you. Listen, one wants to say that because all of our editions, I would set of minutes as a true reflection of the meeting with amendments. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The minutes of the 28th of May. Is there any hand?
Chair. Honorable Fako, I move for adoption of the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable. Yes. Thank you very much, Honorable Fako. Any seconder?
Honorable Mudise seconds the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mudise. We are going to the minutes of the 30th of July. The 30th of July, any hands to move for the adoption?
Honorable Fako again, Chair, I move for adoption.
Thank you very much, Honorable Fako.
Honorable Masako Chair, I second.
Honorable Masako, thank you very much. You are progressing. Let's move to the minutes of the 27th of August.
I move, Honorable Masako Jele, I move for the adoption.
Jele, thank you very much, Honorable Member. Any seconder?
Honorable Madilepa, I second.
Honorable who?
Honorable Dorothy Madilepa.
Oh, Honorable Madilepa, thank you very much. The minutes of the 29th of October. Any mover?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
I didn't pick up as to who was adopting.
Lekwase.
Lekwase. Thank you very much, Honorable Lekwase. Any seconder?
Mwatse, second.
Member.
Honorable Mwatse, thank you very much. We're moving to the minutes of the 29th. Am I correct? Yes. Is there any hand?
Yes, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes. Member Anastasia Mutau.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mutau. Any seconder? Any seconder?
I second, Honorable Doris Madileta.
Honorable Mabilesa, thank you very much. We are now going to the last set of minutes of the 26th of November, 2020. Any mover?
I move for adoption. Tell you some, Gwebo. I move to the minutes of the 26th.
Thank you, Honorable Mgwebo. Any second?
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th, Chair, Honorable Mgwebo.
Yes, thank you very much. Any mover?
Honorable Masego, I second the move, Chair, for the adoption of the minutes.
I also second.
Honorable Masego, thank you very much. All our minutes has been adopted by this caucus. We are now moving to the next item. And thank you very much, honorable members. And thank you very much for your participation. All the contributions that you made are going to assist this committee while moving forward. And all the proposals that were made here today, I think we're going to take care of them. The steering committee is going to sit, I think, next week. Then we'll come up with something that we'll present to the broader caucus. But also, honorable members, the steering committee used to meet at lunchtime or during lunchtime. It's an hour meeting. But it's so frustrating that time when you are also preparing yourself to go for a sitting or the house. It's really, we're not making justice when dealing with that. I think the steering committee in their next meeting will come up with something or there will be some changes of time, because really the meeting for an hour is not good enough for the steering committee to engage on the issues
that are there to be taken to the broader caucus. I hope and believe that in our next meeting, we'll brief this caucus about all those things. But again, it's not on my power to say it's good enough or bad enough for the caucus of the multi-party to sit once a month. Sometimes the program will come and the date will be there, but you find that, let's say for instance, when it's time for mini budget, yes, the time will be there for the multi-party, but they will be saying, yo, we are so stressed that we need this budget to be passed. And you find that a lot of members are in different committees. We end up having few members attending the multi-party. I think as women, when going to our workshop and all the proposals that were made, we must also look into that as to what is it that can be done in order to make sure that multi-party is considered like any other portfolio committees. Thank you very much, honorable members. And we are going to deal with all the things that has been raised. And I said, those that have something, they can also write them down and forward them to the secretary so that it can be taken care of. Thank you very much, honorable members. If there is nothing, it means we're going to adjourn our meeting. Is there anything I don't want to close while some other members have got something to say before we adjourn our meeting?
Yes, just one last thing, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Ngomo.
Yeah, just to appeal to the Secretariat to do a spreadsheet on the tracking of resolutions so that we also know as the multi-party in terms of our resolutions, what is it that we have implemented so far? Just a request. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think we also spoke about that before we start with our meeting with the secretary. She will do that. Thanks. Honorable members, thank you very much. You were so good. And thanks for your inputs and all the deliberations that were here. It's of the good purpose. Enjoy your day. The meeting adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.